This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's time for Sounding Off.
All right, give it to me, Chris.
All right, Ken, since it's my last weekend filling in for the great Stu, who will take the helm next weekend, I figured let's go out with a bang here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off right here in New York, where our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located. And earlier this week, Phil Jackson finally met with the media after his most recent disappointing season at the helm of the New York Knickerbockers. Among the highly debated topics during his stint here in the Big Apple has been the contentious relationship he's developed with star forward Carmelo Anthony. He attempted to clarify that relationship to the media.
I've never criticized Carmelo, ever criticized Carmelo. That's all supposition by papers or whatever, speculation by opinionated people. Holding the ball is not a criticism. That's what he does. That's pure fact.
I love it. I'm sorry. I'm very entertained by it. Every time he talks, everything he does... he's got 11 rings, right? I lost count. He's that successful as a coach and as a player, right? He's got 11, and it just, everything he says, well, what are you doing to your own legacy? This organization is horrible. It's supposed to be, and is there any more overrated, I'm sorry, and I know I'm probably talking to a couple of Knicks fans in the other room here. Is there any more overrated storyline than New York being basketball mecca? I know that there's a lot of good players who come from New York. And you got Rucker Park and you got all that stuff. The Knicks are a hapless franchise. They're easily the Browns of the NBA. And with the sexual harassment suits, they're even worse. So you have that organization. And they have the Nets, who play in an arena that people don't even like. At least that's what I hear from much Islanders fans, because that's usually who I talk to. And they're terrible as well. He tried to build around Deron Williams once. Great. Even though they were still out in Jersey. I don't care. It's still garbage. Absolute garbage the entire way through. I thought that the Knicks would have some sort of thing. Then you hear Kristaps Porzingis doesn't even want to meet with Phil at the end of the season. Boy, that seems wonderful. Probably because you don't ever truly want to build around the guy that you actually have who's young and who's talented. No, we're going to throw a bunch of money at broken down Joakim Noah. We'll see if that works out. But hey, it's okay. We play in the Garden. It's the mecca of basketball. And we'll still charge four times what other NBA teams are charging. And people will still hand it over because it's the Garden. Holy God, just get rid of it. For the love of everything that's decent about basketball, get yourself out of it. Have a clean break. I don't know what James Dolan's going to do. He's a terrible owner and a goofball and a dingbat at that. I have no idea what you're supposed to do if you're a Knicks fan, other than get a guy in there, somebody in there, that's going to look at Kristaps Porzingis and say, okay, this is the thing that we have. It's good here. How are we going to build a... No more broken down former MVPs. Nobody like that. No. I can't be giving a whole bunch of money to Melo because people love Melo. I can't be doing... No more Joakim Noah. No more of that. Who's the guy here? Okay, it's Kristaps. We have to help him out. We have to figure him out. Okay, my head coach doesn't want to run the triangle. What does he want to run? What's going to help Kristaps Porzingis? Because he's the future of my franchise. Instead of trying to tug it in 1,000 different ways until Porzingis is just an octopus because people are trying to pull away from him. I can't believe I feel bad for a professional basketball player who plays in New York City. You have to suck as an organization for me to feel bad for you if you're an NBA player in New York City. Next.
All right, Ken, let's get to a little bit more of a serious topic here as we lost one of the greats this past
week. Well, I was dead serious about that. You didn't hear me yelling?
That was a drop the mic moment, but unfortunately we have two more to get to.
Go ahead.
All right, this past week we lost the face of the Steelers as Dan Rooney passed away, but he will be etched in NFL lore as one of the all-time greats, not just in the Steel City, but across the entire country. One of his former stars, Hines Ward, spoke on his passing.
Devastating. I mean, I knew he was going through some health problems. But, you know, it's just
A sad day for Steel and Nation. A sad day for all the players who wore the black and gold. It goes way beyond just being an owner, but the relationship that he had with each and every player on that team. I think that's what they're going to cherish for the rest of their life.
This is a reminder to Steeler fan that I know that sometimes Mike Tomlin makes you upset, and there's people like Terry, who is a god in most Steeler fans' eyes, who call him out and say that Terry Bradshaw call him out and say that he's a cheerleader, not a coach. And I live close enough to Pittsburgh. I hear the postgame shows. I've heard him call for his firing and Kevin Colbert's firing and things like that. I know that in your heart of hearts, though, Steelers fans, you know how good you got it, right? Like, and it's not just about your quarterbacks. You find the right one, you're set for a decade. Those guys, in the grand scheme of things, they come and they go. You have an ownership and a family there who just gets it. And not just about the NFL, about how to run a franchise. And I'm sincere about that. When you have a family that brings people in, and their family members, we often want to accuse them of nepotism. No, not under Art, not with Dan, not with these guys. If you're going to be in the family business, you're going to start at the bottom, and you're going to work your way up, and you're going to be on the road with scouts if you really want to learn it, and then maybe in 20 years, they'll let you start to work the draft. You got to come up the hard way in that family. And that's why they've been successful. And they've had lean years. The 80s were lean years, but that's why they've been more or less successful over the last 50 years. Because they made their mistakes early, they got their mistakes out of the way, and they made a lot of tough mistakes. And they would be the first ones to tell you about on the field, because they always are seeking greatness. It pains me to say it in a city that's supposed to be a rival with them, but it's just the truth. They are the template of how to do things. They're the realistic template. Everybody wants to be like the everybody wants to be like the New England Patriots. You can't just take a guy out of the sixth round who's basically dropped from the heavens and get a coach like Belichick who they call, and guys like Bob Ryan will say that they thought that Robert Kraft was an idiot when they hired Bill Belichick. That, to me, it's not a realistic template. It's something that's almost biblical in the NFL. And that's how special that is. And that will be probably not long-lived because both of those guys are getting older. But for a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers to do it that way, again, to struggle for a while, and then to get it right, and then to continuously get it right. That's the model of not just the NFL. That's a model of professional sports. And a tip of the cap to the Rooneys. You lose a guy who's 84 years old, and that's what old people do. They pass away. But who makes that big of an impact on life, on politics, on obviously what the NFL is. That's a big loss, and those are big shoes to fill with that family. And that's something that's going to have a ripple effect throughout the NFL because that's how powerful and how good of a man he was. So for them, yep, it's a big, big loss, but it's also something where you look back on it and you look on it with wonder of how they were able to build that thing and to keep it successful for that long. A wonderful life lived and a wonderful career. Next.
Well put, Ken, and let's finish off in style here as Jackie Robinson Day was celebrated across Major League Baseball this past weekend. Robinson paved the way for race relations, not just in the world of sports, but across our entire country, and his impact was also felt worldwide. We were able to retrieve a clip from his legendary Hall of Fame speech.
I want to thank all of the people throughout this country who were just so wonderful during those trying days. I appreciate it no end. It's the greatest honor any person could have, and I only hope that I'll be able to live up to this tremendously fine honor. It's something that I think those of us who are fortunate again must use in order to help others.
It's still a wonder to me. You think about it, in the grand scheme of things, 1947 was not that long ago. And gosh, a sport like that was segregated at one point. To be able to do that, to be able to hold yourself to a higher standard day after day where some of the guys on your own team does, some of the guys on your own team still don't even like you. It's something that is a marvel of the human spirit and a marvel of where we've been, not even a short period ago, where we've come from, how much we've changed, and where we still need to go. And I like that baseball does this every single year because it opens up that discussion. And even though we say the same thing, a lot of guys like me will say the same thing every single year about it, it still opens up the thought, it still opens up the discussion, and it's a discussion that needs to be had every single year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.